Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. We begin with space engineering and an award from Space Force to SpaceX and ULA. Bob, remind ULA, we haven't talked about it for some time. And what is the significance of the Space Force using them both? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, Space Force needs to get satellites launched. And so it has a variety of contractual arrangements with a multiple number of rocket companies, and SpaceX and ULA are right now the two most, the Space Force relies on the most, because they have the launchers that are large and can put up big payloads and are operational. The third company, Blue Origin, is also on their list, but they have a new Glenn rocket that really isn't operational yet, and the Space Force has not certified it yet for use, so it can't award contracts to them. So the Space Force has announced a new round of contract awards beginning in 2027. These contract awards are worth more than $1 billion, and they gave it to SpaceX and to ULA. SpaceX received five of the seven launches and was going to be paid $714 million for those five launches. ULA was awarded two launches for $428. Once again, SpaceX can launch cheaper and get payloads up cheaper than ULA, which doesn't have a reusable rocket. It's using its Vulcan rocket, its new Vulcan rocket, which is not reusable. But either way, this is big money, and it's an example of where there is a real need for launch services for both the military and the commercial space. This is why Blue Origin being so late in getting New Glenn operational, they're losing business because of that. In fact, by next year, Pentagon will be adding Rocket Lab and Stokes Space to this contractual arrangement. Now, those are smaller rockets, but they're not much smaller, and they're going to start getting business as well. And Stokes Space's rocket, once it starts flying, will be completely reusable, which means it might actually be cheaper than the Falcon 9 of SpaceX. So this is going to get busy soon. And Blue Origin is just lollygagging along, losing business.
The ULA, Bob, do they use a reusable?
No, the Vulcan rocket is not yet reusable. They say they're going to slowly develop some reusability. Their idea is this really complicated concept where they would not recover the entire first stage. They will simply have the engines separate, and the engines will come back, and they'll capture the engines and reuse them on a new stage. They say they're going to do that. They've done some development work along those lines. They really need to start launching regularly to continue to test that idea. I don't think it's really competitive in the long run. As Stokes Space and Rocket Lab bring in their new rockets that are more reusable and land vertically and completely be reused, I think that ULA will fall by the wayside.
And Bob, it almost feels antique to hire a company that throws away boosters.
It isn't. It is. The military would love not to do this, but they don't have any other choices at the moment.
And
they have another motive, John. They could give all these launches to SpaceX to save money, but from military reasons, strategically, you want to have more than one launch provider. So they're trying to keep other launch providers around. When others come along, they'll have the option to start buying from the cheapest multiple companies, and the more expensive ones will fall away.
Does SpaceX's skill with reusing rockets, does that consist of some secret formula that nobody else can imitate?
Of course not. It's a case of company culture. ULA has not been the culture to want to do this. The people in charge want it, but they got to get the engineers and the lower managers to push for it, and they've had trouble. Stokes Space and Rocket Lab are building reusable rockets without any trouble at all. They haven't launched them yet, but I have no doubt that they're going to succeed when they do so.
We moved to the Japanese satellite company looking for launch facilities. Where?
All right. So this is a satellite company called Kyushu Pioneers. It's already launched a bunch of times using Rocket Lab. They've launched four different times. They had a contract for five launches with Rocket Lab. Well, what they've done is they want to get more of their satellites. If their satellites, it's a radar system to observe the ground for both military and commercial use. And they want to get their whole 30-satellite constellation launched. They have launched already four times with Electron with a five-launch contract. Well, they've now added three more launches to that launch contract with Rocket Lab. Rocket Lab's gotten additional launches because they were successful on the first four, and they're doing the job and they're getting it done quick. So Kyushu went with them. But this is interesting in terms of Rocket Lab because in the past week they've had this is not the first time a previous satellite company has signed on with them for more launches. Another company, Synspective, had a 11 launch contract, and they had six already completed. Last week, they signed a new contract with Rocket Lab for another 10 launches. And so this is all with the Rocket Lab's smaller Electron rocket that they've been operating now since 2017, which means that that rocket's going to have a busy schedule of the next few years, even as the company introduces its larger reusable Neutron rocket. There's money to be. They're making money because they're bringing in revenue and profits because they have a reliable rocket that others need.
Firefly, my favorite company because it has my favorite name. It's getting into business with the Defense Department. What's it up to?
Yes. So Firefly has been a civilian space company up to now. They've landed their Blue Ghost lunar lander successfully earlier this year. They have a rocket called Alpha, and they've been doing both military and commercial launches with it, with some mixed success. But they, this week, purchased or merged with the defense contractor SciTech. Basically, they bought the company for about $750 million in a variety of manners. SciTech owners basically become partners with Firefly. And the reason that Firefly has done this, obviously, is to get defense contracts. And not just defense contracts related to launching, but also possibly with satellites. They're looking to maybe get contracts in the Golden Dome area that the military is building up with. And SciTech is a defense contractor. And it already is one defense contracts. So this immediately gives Firefly an entrance into the defense contract field. And it's very clear what the owners have, the management of Firefly decided is the space business was maybe not going to be enough for them to make money. They needed more. They needed defense. So they've come into the defense field with this. It just means the company's trying to strengthen itself within the field right now, John.
Did they IPO, Bob? Are they a public company? I remember.
No, this is – yes, they are a public company. I'm sorry. The deal with SciTech is that Firefly paid it $300 million in cash, but it also provided the owners of SciTech almost $500 million in Firefly shares. So the SciTech owners become shareholders and basically part owners of Firefly in the deal. So they are a publicly traded company, and this is the deal. Firefly's stock, you might remember, started out very high at about $70 a share. It's dropped down to about $40, $30 a share right now, which is about what they were first predicted stock would be. So this is not a bad sign. The stock sale was set at $50 a share. So these owners are getting them at a basis price of $50 a share, which gives them a little margin. They don't have to pay taxes later on.
ESA, Global Private Sector. Yes, a good idea. What is the ESA, Bob?
European Space Agency is the partnership of all the European countries that want to go into space. In the past, the European Space Agency would build and do everything itself. And so they had a cargo spacecraft called the ATV, which they sent to ISS several times to bring cargo there. They then abandoned that and instead started to build the service modules for the Orion capsule for the Artemis program. But they want to be able to send more cargo to ISS. So rather than build new ATVs, The European Space Agency has issued a request for bids from the private sector to do a cargo mission to ISS by the fourth quarter of 28. And what's interesting about this request for bids is it's global. They're willing to consider bids from other countries besides Europe, which would include the United States, which means companies like SpaceX and maybe Northrop Grumman with its Cygnus capsule can bid on this contract. What's interesting is the European Space Agency is looking for the private sector to provide this service. This is good. This is capitalism model. It means they're the customer. They buy the product. They don't try to be it themselves because they don't do a very good job. What's doubly interesting is there's nobody yet in Europe that has capability of doing this. So that's why they widened it out. However, what they're doing with this offer is to try to encourage the companies in Europe that are trying to develop cargo capsules to move quicker. There are about four that are developing these kind of things right now, and they want to encourage them. They might end up giving this to an American company, but I think the contract offer is going to encourage European companies to come forward.
Boca Chica, that's Starship. That's the launch. That's a big story. What about streaming?
All right. So, you know, everyone knows that the facility, the SpaceX facility at Boca Chica called Starbase is right there. And it's really accessible to a lot of places, to anyone, really. You can drive right next to it. The road goes right by it. And so from day one, there have been a lot of independent, private, commercial live streamers who've set up cameras to track what's going on at Starbase. And actually, SpaceX has benefited from this, and for publicity reasons as well as its own use. Elon Musk, for example, uses the streams to check on what's going on in his own site if he can't be there. With the creation of the town of Starbase, the town's managers, commissioners, they recently changed the zoning laws within the territory of the town to allow the building of a lot of new homes for Starship employees. In the changing of the zoning regulations, it puts these live streams kind of in a legal limbo. The zoning doesn't allow these kind of businesses, but they are grandfathered in. And so there was an article that I linked to on Behind the Black describing this issue and how these live streams might be threatened by the new town. I personally don't think that's going to happen. And as I say, SpaceX benefits from these live streams. Elon Musk himself uses it. He himself is a very proven supporter of free speech and competition. He doesn't go out of his way to hurt his competitors. He's willing to even help them to prove that he's not afraid of competition. So I don't think he'll do anything to these, but it does raise the reality that Starbase is a company town. And in the long history of such places, with time, the company takes over and rules everything, and that generally is not good. So SpaceX has got to play careful here for its own benefit down the road, and that's the issue we're facing.
I've watched some of these independent streams, and they're super fans. You know, they're total geeks. They manufacture T-shirts. I don't want to say they're kids because they're grown-ups, but not very grown-up. You understand, Bob.
They're space cadets, John, yeah. But they get millions of subscribers because the world is interested in what SpaceX is doing because it's cutting edge. It's the future.
And I'm not unsympathetic to the corporate approach as well, that controlling your image is critical to your value on the markets. Gilmore, what is that?
All right. Gilmore is a rocket startup in Australia. They attempted their first launch in late July. It was a failure. The rocket only got a few seconds into the air, and then it started to fall sideways and it crashed. They have their own spaceport on the northeastern coast of Australia, and they've attempted their first launch. They have announced they've kind of figured out what went wrong. They haven't told us the details because it's proprietary, but they say they're going to plan a second launch attempt in 26. I highlighted this story because describing the situation, their CEO noted that their big problem and maybe the cause of the failure was regulatory red tape. They brought the rocket to the launch pad, expecting to get approvals to launch reasonably soon. Instead, they had to wait almost a year and a half to get all their permits from the Australian bureaucracy. And during the year and a half it's sitting there, it's right by the coast. And the CEO pointed out there's a lot of salt water that's very corrosive. And he thinks that might have contributed to the problem. So this raises, once again, this is Australia is a Commonwealth, part of the UK. There are regulatory problems in Australia that need to get straightened out, or else their private rocket industries are not going to thrive.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Beyond the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.